Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the Israelites doubting God's power, resulting in delayed blessings for 40 years and punishment in the form of wandering. Today's Bible verses are from Numbers chapter 14, verses 32 to 35. But as for you, your bodies shall fall here in the wilderness, while your children will wander for 40 years, suffering for your infidelity, till the last of you lies dead in the wilderness. Corresponding to the number of days you spent reconnoitering the land, 40 days, you shall bear your punishment 1 year for each day. 40 years. Thus you will realize what it means to oppose me. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do this to this entire wicked community that conspired against me. Here in the wilderness they shall come to their end, and there they will die.
So picture this. The Israelites have just miraculously crossed the Red Sea. They've witnessed firsthand the incredible power of God as the waters parted, allowing them to escape the mighty Egyptian army that was hot on their heels. It's a moment of awe-inspiring wonder, filled with hope and unwavering trust in the Lord. But then, something happens that shakes their faith to its core. The Israelites receive reports from spies they had sent to scout out the land they were about to enter. And let's just say, the reports weren't exactly glowing. They talk about giants and powerful nations that seem unbeatable. Fear begins to seep into the hearts of the people, and doubt starts to take hold. It's at this crucial moment that we see two distinct types of individuals emerge. The first type is filled with faith. They look ahead with courageous hearts, fully aware that if God has brought them this far, He will surely lead them into the land He promised. They believe wholeheartedly in His power to conquer any obstacle that stands in their way. Their unwavering trust in God sustains them, giving them hope and confidence. But then there's the second type of person. This individual looks backward with a voice of complaint. Instead of focusing on the miracles they've witnessed and the faithfulness of God, they fixate on the difficulties and challenges that lie ahead. They allow fear and doubt to cloud their judgment, questioning whether God will truly come through for them. This type of unbelief has serious consequences. You see, because of their unbelief, God makes the decision to delay His blessings for a staggering 40 years. He declares that the current generation, those who doubted His power and questioned His faithfulness, will not be the ones to enter the promised land. Instead, their children will bear the weight of their parents' disbelief. These children will spend the next 40 years wandering in the wilderness, suffering the consequences of their parents' lack of faith. It's undoubtedly a harsh punishment, but it serves a purpose. It is a powerful lesson. The Israelites will experience firsthand the weight of their unbelief as they wander for 4 long decades. It is a resounding reminder of what it truly means to oppose God. It shows them that doubting His power and faithfulness can have far-reaching consequences. God's delay of His promised blessings serves as a sobering lesson to the Israelites and to us all. So here's the question we must ask ourselves. Are we waiting on God's blessings and promises? And more importantly, is our own unbelief causing a delay in receiving those blessings? It's a challenging thought that requires honest introspection. Just like the Israelites, our lack of faith can hinder the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. Let us remember the miracles that we have witnessed in our own lives and the faithfulness that God has displayed. Instead of allowing fear and doubt to cloud our perspective, let us fix our eyes on the one who is able to conquer any giant or obstacle that comes our way. May we learn from the Israelites' experience and strive to hold on to unwavering faith in God's power and faithfulness, knowing that He will fulfill His promises in His perfect timing. So let's examine our hearts and choose faith over doubt, knowing that our belief in God's promises will bring about His blessings in our lives.
Let's close with a prayer. Father, as we reflect on the story of the Israelites crossing the Red Sea and the challenges they faced in the wilderness, we are reminded of the power of faith and the consequences of doubt. Help us, Lord, to cultivate unwavering trust in your promises, even in the face of daunting obstacles. Grant us the courage to look ahead with faith, believing in your power to overcome any challenge. May we not be swayed by fear or doubt, but instead fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we have allowed doubt to cloud our perspective and hinder your blessings in our lives. Give us the strength to let go of unbelief and embrace wholehearted faith in your faithfulness. As we journey forward, may we learn from the mistakes of the past and hold fast to the truth of your promises. May our faith be a beacon of hope to those around us, inspiring others to trust in your unfailing love and provision. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you, friends, for your presence and engagement. As we go our separate ways, may we carry the wisdom gained from our discussion, allowing it to enrich our lives and deepen our faith. Let us share the insights we've received with others, spreading seeds of encouragement and hope. May blessings follow you wherever you go, guiding your steps and filling your hearts with joy and peace. Until we meet again, may God's grace be upon you abundantly. Farewell and blessings to each one of you.